Hello.
Hey, remind me, is this podcast deep opinions on shallow topics or shallow opinions on deep topics?
It's everything. It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you feel deep, shallow, or just plain petty,
take a ride through life with us. Matt and Tara, as we chronicle it all.
Tell me the whole story, start from the beginning. What were you wearing?
Whether we are tackling aging, friendships, our spouses,
Hubba and Banana are the two luckiest people on earth.
Or any other of life's fun, we have different takes, but one goal. Get ready to laugh, shake your head, and wonder where our mothers went wrong.
I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I am still terrified of my mother.
Get in and hold on.
It's Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara, and listener discretion definitely advised. Hey, hey, welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Thank you guys so much for being here. Whether you are feeling deep or feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, and as always, I am joined by my co-host, you could have had a bad bitch, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Good, good, good. Tara, on the show, we always start out with our mental health update. As you know, we always like to be aware of our mental health, wellness. How are you feeling today? 0 to 10, where are you at?
You know, I'm at a 9 right now.
A 9?
Yes, I'm at a 9, not a 10, and not an 8 for the exact same reason.
Okay.
I'm not at a 10 because we just demolished 2-foot-long chili cheese hot dogs from Sonic. But I'm also not at an 8 because I just ate a foot-long chili cheese hot dog from Sonic, and it was so good. So I'm feeling like a 9. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm here. It's a good day. What about you, Matt? Where are you at?
I am also probably at somewhere in the 8.5 range. So feeling good, but I'm ready for this episode. I love this topic, so I'm pretty jazzed about it.
All right. Well, good to hear. I'm glad that we're both in a good headspace. I really want us to hit a 10 by the end of this episode.
Perfect.
So here we are. We are at the end of summer. It's Texas. So summer, I mean, you never really know.
That's right.
In the end of it.
That's exactly right. Yes.
But we're getting closer to when it's appropriate to at least start burning pumpkin candles.
Yes.
So that being said, we spent a lot of time this summer at hotel pools.
We did.
Which is one of your favorite things to do.
Yes, I am so excited about this episode, which we have titled Pool Time.
Yes. Always pool time.
We're going to talk about hotel pools. We're going to rate them. We're going to give some tips, some tricks. But I first want to start out, this is going to be the catchphrase for this episode. Terry, you ready for this?
Let me hear it.
There is a hotel pool for everyone, but not every hotel pool is for everyone.
Interesting.
Okay, so let me explain. When we're deciding what kind of pool we're going to go to, okay, we need to make sure that it's one that we're going to be able to enjoy ourselves. And
you need to maximize.
That's right. That's right. And so a little research can ensure that's what happens, that you have a great pool day or a great pool weekend.
And you really are a hotel pool connoisseur, if there ever was one.
I am. I love the hotel pool. In fact, that's like when I'm going to book a hotel, like that's the first thing I want to see is what the hotel pool looks like. And so there are different pools for different occasions. You know, are you taking the kids? Are you not taking the kids? Are you going to relax? Are you going to party? Are you with a group? But the best part, and the way we use hotel pools, is like a staycation.
Right.
So, you know, we live an hour apart, and we come to visit you guys very regularly. But generally, we come to y'all because there's so much more to do, because you guys live in the Metroplex. So there's a lot more options for dining and all that stuff. And so a lot of times we'll get together.
And a staycation is such a great experience because really you can enjoy it regardless of how busy you are, what your budget is. It's just a great way to spend time, especially in Texas where it gets so hot.
Yes, yes. Being in the South, the pool time is crucial in the summer. And like you were mentioning earlier, pool time here goes from potentially March or as late as May, all the way through to, you know, easily through September. But I can remember as a kid sweating my ass off in my Halloween costume.
Yes.
So, I mean, it can go all the way through to like October. It really depends.
Right.
So let's talk about some tips for pool time. Now, again, it goes without saying that I'm 40 years old. So my tips...
Let's say it anyway.
I'm 40.
Great.
So it goes without saying that over the years, my tips and my needs and my wants for the hotel pool have changed a little bit. I know you appreciate a good pool as well. So I first want to go through some tips. And remember, folks, I started the show off by saying that there is a hotel pool, or that hotel pools are for everybody, but not every hotel pool is for everyone. So the first thing you got to do is do your research. You got to know where you're going, and people will tell you what's going to happen at the pool, like what type of pool it is. And it makes a big difference, because you don't want to be at a pool that you're uncomfortable with, or that you're uncomfortable at. So my first tip, though, is the research. My second tip is to talk about the ideal time to get to the pool. And I believe it's 9:30.
9:30. That's early.
That is early.
Unless you have kids, and that's like...
Then that's late.
Around lunchtime.
Right.
Sure.
But I believe 9:30 is the best time to get to the pool. And I will let you give your retort to this. But the reason 9:30 is important is because the security guard is not there yet. And yes, a lot of the pools we go to have security guards. But there's no security guard to take your drink or hassle you about what's in your bag and all that stuff. Plus, you get your choice of the spot of the pool chairs. What do you think?
So real estate.
Yeah. Real estate is important at the hotel pool.
Sure. I mean, I can agree with that. I remember the security guard when we were at the Omni Frisco was very intense.
Very intense.
He wanted to see the key card, which we were not staying there. We were just bumming off of y'all's room to go to the pool.
Right.
And luckily y'all had rented a cabana, so that gave us a little bit of leeway to get in there. So yeah, I can see wanting to avoid him would be a good time.
Which brings me to my second tip. If you're going to go late to the pool, if you're wanting to, because if you get to the pool at 11, you're screwed. Okay.
All the chairs are gone.
By 11 o'clock, all the chairs are gone, and you're going to be, you're going to be left waiting around, or the worst thing is you're sitting at one of the tables with like the four dining chairs, which I think is the worst pool real estate there is.
Sure.
So second tip is, if you are going to be late, if you're going to plan for an 11 o'clock arrival, rent a cabana.
See, to me, it doesn't matter what time you get there. A cabana is a must. It's a must accessory, which I had never experienced a cabana prior to going to a hotel pool with you and the banana. But now I can hardly enjoy a body of water without one.
Right. The cabanas, I think they're a relatively new add-on to the hotel pools. I don't remember as a kid seeing, of course, we were so poor growing up that I don't know that I actually went to a hotel pool that would have even had a cabana, but I think it's a relatively new deal to have the cabanas. And so, Tara, being one who now that you've experienced several cabanas,
yes,
give me the hit list. What makes the best cabana?
Okay, well, to me, what makes the best cabana is not paying for it. So going with friends who are paying for the cabana. So that is key for me personally.
Okay.
But
hashtag the poor friend.
Yes, hashtag the poor friend. However, showing up to said free cabana, let me tell you some of the things I'm looking for.
Okay. In grading a cabana that you are not paying for.
Yes.
Here's
what I expect from my free cabana. Okay.
You are the epitome of the person. You are the epitome of the saying that is like, you know, it's the best thing in the world is not owning a boat. The best thing in the world is having a friend that owns a boat. That describes you perfectly.
Yes.
You have no shame, no problem with like, hey, oh, you're going to the pool? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're free. Oh, yeah. Do y'all want to come?
There's no shame in my game.
All right. So go ahead with your critique of your free cabana.
Okay. So once I arrive at said free cabana, the seating situation needs to be cushiony. I need some cushions.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
I also need some kind of airflow, whether it's set up in a area where they have a breeze going through, whether it's misters or fans that are in the cabana. I need there to be an obvious temperature change in the cabana. It's hot in Texas. We get it. It's hot.
It is so hot.
I need there to be a reprieve from the heat that maybe doesn't necessarily involve me getting in the water, especially if I'm bringing B.
Now, here's an interesting thing about relatively new hotel pools that I have noticed. Have you noticed a trend that hotel pools are no longer on the first floor?
Yes, and they're like on the roof now.
They're either on the roof or like fourth floor, sixth floor. Do you think that is to get some wind flow? Because in Dallas, like, I mean,
I think it has to be.
Because if you're on the ground floor, I mean, there's no wind flow.
It's dead
just,
heat.
Yeah, it's just hot as balls.
Yeah, it's too hot. So some kind of temperature and
cushions, some type of breeze or some type of artificial cooling.
Right.
Ceiling fan, something.
And then a large enough table for the drinks, for the food, all that good stuff. Anything else to me? Like, I remember we went to a cabana out in Palm Springs that had a TV.
Yes.
Well, I'm not at a pool to watch TV. So that kind of stuff doesn't matter to me. But having enough real estate, having some cushiony places to sit, having some breeze. Those are my top three things.
Okay. Well, I will agree with your top three things. I will also add having a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be there all day, having a refrigerator is very nice. I have been at one cabana in Vegas that actually had an air conditioner in the cabana. That was that was nice. The other thing is I'm going to need shade.
Sure.
So if you're just doing like the pergola style with no shade, I'm not about it. I got to have some type of shade, you know, and whether or not that's like some kind of roll down shade or something, but so I'll agree with all of your things. And here's what I find so great about a cabana, because generally you rent it all day. You're looking at like $150 to $250 bucks for a cabana at generally most of your Metroplex hotel pools. Okay.
Sure. On the rarest of occasions, they get a little bit more expensive. When Hubba and I took B to the Gaylord Texan for a little staycation, we asked about a cabana and they said, oh, you know, they're $550. And we were like, oh, okay, well, put us down on the waiting list, knowing full well we were never going to pay $550 for a cabana. But that was a holiday weekend at a major resort.
Yes.
Understandable.
Yes. And I think too, especially if you're taking B or any kids, I do think the cabana also provides a much needed relief for kids because it's a little area they can run around in, you know, and all that. So there's a huge piece there. But so let's say even if it is $550, if you look at the value that you're getting out of a cabana, which I know you're all about value, Tara,
in
your free cabana.
Free equals value.
Yes. So if you go to a concert, you and five of your three couples go to a concert, you're going to spend at least $600. I mean, for a shitty concert, you're going to spend at least $600 to go.
Sure.
And that's going to be 3 hours, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You could pay the same amount of money for a cabana and you get it all day.
Right.
So, I mean, the value is definitely there. Now, the only time that I have ever absolutely refused a cabana was one time this asshole wanted $1,500 for a cabana. We'll tell that story a little bit later, but the cabana folks, if you've never done it, it's definitely a look into. Here's a few more tips. If you're going to go to the pool, I think you go all day. And that's why I have an early start time, because the people watching at a hotel pool is supreme. The only venue I think that the people watching is better than a hotel pool is at the airport. That's the only people watching experience that is better than a hotel pool, because you are getting a mixed bag at the hotel pool, especially depending on where you are. So I have seen literally a man at a hotel pool at 9:30 with a full scuba like setup. And I mean, so again, I'm there and there's not many other people there. So the banana and I we're hanging out in our chairs, and here walks this man up with a full scuba set. And I was like, nobody say anything to this guy. he's just doing this. Okay. So this guy, and he walks right up to us, because again, we're like the only people there, you know, at this point. And he's like, hey y'all, it's my birthday. You know, I was like, oh man, happy birthday. And this was an older gentleman, probably, I'll say older, he's probably in his 50s, but he was there. He was having a great time. But he literally had this entire scuba set with him. And I thought, well, I guess that's when you're going to come to the, I mean, nobody wants you there at 2:00 in the afternoon with the scuba set. So if you're going to come. So I have seen some odd things. At the same pool that I see this guy with scuba set, not too long after he comes and goes, I see a family of four, mom, dad, two kids, boy and a girl. Okay. Kids are probably, I don't know, 10 and 13, maybe. Parents are, you know, probably younger than I am. Okay. They're fully clothed. Okay.
What do you mean fully clothed?
I'm talking denim jean shorts.
Already a problem.
T-shirts. Okay. And I mean like regular, like walking around clothes. Okay. And I'm not talking about like the swim shirt, you know, that's kind of popular now. But I'm seeing an alarming trend of like fully clothed people at the pool. And
do you think this is like a we forgot our swim
I have no
stuff
idea.
Situation?
I really don't know. I really don't know. And I almost, gosh, I wish I'd had the nuts to ask them, like, why are you swimming? So these people, so anyway, so as they walk around us, because again, I got there at 9:30, so I've got the prime seats. So as they turn and go on the other side of the pool, first thing we see is the dad just dives right in. I mean, just sets his stuff down, takes his shoes off, and just dives right in the pool, fully clothed with the denim shorts, the jean shorts on, everything. Followed by the kids, and then the mom jumps in, and they're there for about, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and then they get out and grab their towels, and they're gone.
So do they dry off their denim shorts with a towel?
Well, I mean,
inside.
Can you dry off denim shorts with a towel?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I think you need a dryer for that.
But right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have no idea what happened after we left.
Think even if they forgot their swimsuits, like maybe let's throw on some athletic clothes.
Yes.
Or yes. Let's maybe run to Target. We are in the Metroplex here.
Yes.
There's one around the corner.
Right. No.
Weird. No. I wish I could have been there for that.
Yes. This was a good pool watching experience. All right. So, Tara, what type of person to you is the most entertaining? Because you see a lot of different people. There's a lot of good people watching. What type of person is the person that's just fun to watch at the pool?
I think my preferences are either a group of people who are there for like a MLM convention,
yep,
or maybe a wedding.
Yep.
Followed closely by like the Instalebrities who are trying to get that perfect shot.
Yes.
By the pool. They're bending, they're squatting, yes, they're sucking in, they're pushing out, they're doing all the things for this perfect shot.
Yes.
And the dedication,
yes,
to the picture.
Right.
Is, I mean, it's really astonishing.
Yes. Yes. No, I will agree with all those things. I think those are fantastic. There's always somebody doing the amateur photo shoot, though.
Yes.
I mean, there always is somebody. And either the poor bastard that they have recruited, you know, from some, you know, minding their own business, and they've got them over there trying to, you know, take all these photos, or the boyfriend, husband, or whatever. But I mean, I have seen some people really, really get after it with the amateur photo shoot.
Yes.
What I think is so great about it is the lack of self-awareness that all these people are just staring at.
Well, the thing is, they do not care about real life, what's going on around them, who's staring at them. None of that is a concern. It's all for that perfect social media picture.
Yes, right.
And it has provided me much material.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then no one goes harder than multi-level marketing people at a convention.
Yes.
No one goes harder than them.
No one. No
because
one.
For them to be able to afford to go there.
Yes.
They're doing pretty well
in the game.
In this game they're playing.
Yes.
And so they're drinking hard. They're yelling hard. They're going hard.
Okay. So what is the most popular drink at the hotel pool that you have seen as of late? I know the answer, but you give me a, what do you think is the most popular drink at the hotel pool? Assuming they have a bar. Give me what you think it is.
I got to go with the margarita.
Okay. That's a reasonable answer, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It's Michelob Ultra.
You're right. It is Michelob Ultra.
That is the drink of the hotel pool. And I don't know what it is, but you would think that you would want to drink something that you would not have to drink quite so many of. Because, I mean,
right,
it's like, you know, 2% alcohol. So, I mean, you got to drink a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Along those lines, I love overhearing the conversations of certain people that are there, because, you know, the hotel pool, you've got people from everywhere, right? Like you said, you got people that could be business travelers. You've got folks that are there for a wedding. You've got folks that are there from, you know, conventions or any of that type of stuff, or just folks like us that are doing like a staycation. But the best that I've seen in a while is there was a foursome, two couples that were at a hotel pool that were in front of me, and they're pounding the Michelob Ultras. And then they switched to rosé. And by probably, I believe the hotel pool bar opened at 10, maybe 11, probably 11. By the time, by 1 o'clock, they had, I mean, easily had 6-7 drinks apiece. And I overhear one of them say, "Oh man, Danny's going to hate us at dinner." And I was like, "Oh yes, Danny is most certainly going to hate
Danny
you at dinner."
Danny is not enjoying dinner with you.
Yes, he is not going to, he or she, I don't know if it was a he Danny or she Danny, but Danny is not going to enjoy for two reasons. One, the other thing that I had noticed that these folks had forgotten to do was put sunscreen on.
Uh-oh.
So they're already like red as red.
Rat row.
And we're 8-9 drinks in.
If you forget sunscreen, shit's going downhill real fast.
Yes, it is.
Really quickly. It's going to ruin the weekend. Sunscreen is a major part.
Terry, you know something about ruining a weekend because of a sunburn or inattention to the amount of sunscreen that needed to be applied?
Right. So myself and Hubba, we are pretty white people. That being said, we have created a very white child. One of my biggest fears is her skin getting sunburned. So when we took a staycation to the Gaylord Texan, they have an incredible water park for kids at that resort. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's probably one of my favorite places I've ever been with her.
Okay.
And we were there all day. We had some premium seating. We did not have a cabana, but we did have some primo seating. And I obsessed over putting sunscreen on this child all day long.
Copious amounts
of sunscreen. That being said, I forgot about myself also needing copious amounts of sunscreen. And there was about a 3-hour stretch where I was on a float and Hubba was pushing me around the lazy river. I was holding B. She was asleep. And Hubba and I were drinking and talking and having a great time. Our child was asleep in public for 3 hours. And sunscreen
amazing.
Just completely. I
sunscreen
completely
for you.
Sunscreen for me.
You were.
It was just out of my mind.
Yeah.
I was so sunburned that we couldn't even go back the next day.
Just that miserable.
That miserable. That sunburned. At dinner, a few hours later, we had a 5:30 dinner reservation.
Yeah.
I could barely sit there.
Because you just, it is so, for those of you who have never had a really bad sunburn, and we both have very fair skin.
Yes.
B has very fair skin. I agree. Hub has got very fair skin. The banana is very, very dark.
Very dark.
But if you've really gotten that bad sunburn, it hurts to just move to.
Your skin is tight.
It's tight. It's just so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It is so uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, I mean, I cut off half of our weekend because of a sunburn.
Let's go to the summer. Well, that reminds me, let me get your opinion on this. So there was a couple of fellows at the pool that were going to ensure that this did not happen to them at a recent stay that I had. So the banana and I are in the pool and I look across the pool and I see a couple of guys and their respective spouses. The respective spouses were sitting in a couple of loungers and the two guys are in the pool. Well, the next thing I know, one of the husbands is applying sunscreen to the other one. And I don't mean just like hitting him with the spray bottle. I mean, I'm talking about like squeezed out of the tube, like we're talking about deep rubbing in the back, the shoulders, you know, the arms, like the whole thing, all the areas, you know, that you cannot reach on your own. And I just thought, this is odd that neither one. Either the respective spouses, like, where do you come down on, you know, on applying sunscreen to your friends? Where do you land on that? Like, if I ask you to apply sunscreen, or if I ask Hubba, hit the back for me, hit me with this 100 SPF sunscreen. Where do you think? I think I know what he's going to say. What do you think he would say?
I mean, if he applied it, it would be like a quick bro tap on the back. I'd be like, dude, just get a little sun. It's fine.
Take a sunburn like a man. Like, I'm not hitting your back with this sunscreen. I'm not going to do it.
I mean, I would say that we are as close of friends as you can get.
Yeah.
And that being said, I think I would just kind of do the maneuver, the arch back, spray the bottle, hope that it hits the right places before I'd be like, yo, can you rub me down with some sunscreen?
Yeah. Yeah. And even the sunscreen manufacturers have even thought of this for us, that these guys, and I should have taken them over my bottle that I have now. I have found that Neutrogena has a new sunscreen bottle that I'm a huge fan of, because I too am deathly afraid of getting sunburned, because I got the worst sunburn of my life back when I was in college. They have a new bottle that has a trigger that goes halfway down the bottle so you can get your own back, bro. Nice. Let's talk about the things at the pool that are, what are your must-haves for the pool itself? Now, obviously, if they have a cabana, we know what we're looking for with the cabana. But with the pool itself, Tara, what are we looking for, like, that are the must-haves there at the pool?
You know, this has changed since I have become a mother. But at this point in my pool game, if you will, is I have to have some kind of shallow entry and in-pool seating to really be able to enjoy myself. Because even if it's just enough stairs that you can sit on the stairs, but I need for there to be an area for B to be able to run around, stand up, sit down where she is still above water level, and then an area close by for me to sit and be able to keep a close eye on her, but also be cooling down in the water, enjoying the company that I'm with. So appropriate heights and depths of the water.
Yes, I could not agree more with that. See, that's another thing that's new. When we talk about the cabanas being new, the 6-inch water with the pool loungers in it, that's a new thing. And I think it's fantastic. And I agree with you 100%, because it actually allows for us to create like a wrestling ring for B.
In fact, the other day we were at the Omni Frisco with some friends.
Yeah.
And no one was there. I have no idea why. We had rented a cabana. Nobody was there. And we moved the long lawn chairs into this square shape.
Yeah.
And put our kids inside of it so that they could run and play in an enclosed area.
There you go.
And it made the experience so much better.
Yes. Yes. And see, what I appreciate about your comments there is that you and Casey, as two responsible moms that you are.
That's right. Responsible moms.
You guys actually took the effort to make a containment unit for your children.
Yes.
Okay. So consequently, if I'm, and of course we've gone to the pool a lot with B, but if I'm not there with B, I don't want to have to take care of someone else's child.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I was at a pool one time. And again, like I said, a lot of these pools now are not on the first floor. So there was a pool that was just kind of hanging kind of at the edge of the hotel. And it was like on the third floor and there was nothing below it. It went all the way down to a courtyard. Well, there's a child there. First of all, he has got a package of like gummy snacks. Okay. But the package, the wrapper is long gone. I don't know what happened. So he's just got a handful of these gummy snacks. Would you like to know where he put these gummy snacks?
I'm afraid to ask. Kids are so gross.
I know, they really are. He puts it on the side of the pool, like just like they're on the edge.
Nice. Just
on the edge
get
of the pool.
Get that chlorine water, you know.
Yes. Also where everyone's feet have been in order to get into the pool.
Yes. Okay?
So this kid is eating these gummies, drops one in the water, goes, fetches it, eats it. I mean, you know, just what kids do.
Yeah. Just being a kid.
Well, this pool was incredibly small. And like I said, right past the pool it just went down to a courtyard. And there was like a glass, like, you know, a little railing or whatever. Well, this kid realizes that he can like splash the water up onto the edge of the pool and it will go off of the edge of the pool down onto people below on the courtyard.
Oh, great.
Yes. And I'm like, this is not my kid. Like, I don't want to have to discipline somebody else's child that I don't know.
Because it usually goes over really well when you discipline other people's kids.
So finally, the mom comes back and like it takes her a minute to realize what she's doing. She does, you know, call him out or whatever. But so there also is the mom there who is pretending that she has no children. And it's like, okay, mom, don't do that to us. Like, we left our kids at home. The least you can do is just like make sure your kid's not, you know, not running amok. So I appreciate that you and that you guys are willing to take responsibility for your own children. Conversely, you have to know going to a hotel pool, if you don't have kids, that there are going to be kids there probably.
Right.
So don't be the bitch that is mad about getting splashed. Like if you do not want to get your hair wet, I'm sorry. Like, don't go to a hotel pool. Like, kids are going to splash. They're going to be kicking around. Like, don't be that person. Right.
Agreed.
Good. So give me some pools that are like your favorites. Like, what pools have you been to that you really, really enjoyed?
Well, I know I've mentioned it three times, but I absolutely, absolutely love the Omni Frisco.
Agreed. It's a great
one. I think they have a great cabana. They have a great pool, but also they have the most delicious frozen peach drink.
Yes.
In the face of like that has ever existed.
Now, it is $15, though.
It is $15, but I have never paid for one. I've only gone with y'all where you have paid for them.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, the value is great.
Yes. Again. Yes.
It's made with real peaches. It's amazing. I love this drink. That's why Omni Frisco gets my number one spot.
Okay.
What about you? What's your number one spot?
So again, I go back to it kind of depends on circumstances. But I will tell you that the Omni Frisco pool and the Omni Dallas pool, and I would highly recommend both, I think they're both fantastic. But there is a space for me, if I'm not feeling like, if I just want to go and relax and be quiet, you can find a really nice pool at a smaller hotel that I think is there's a lot of value there. But if you're going full people watching, I think both Omnis have, you know, they're in my top two for sure. And partly is because of the size of the pool and the number of chairs they have, because I can't stand it when you have a pool that's too small for the size of the hotel that it is. Mm-hmm. Because if you get down there and there's five chairs or six chairs for a pool or for a hotel, that's got 400 rooms. It's not enough. Right. And so it's too crowded. So I'm kind of out on the small pools. So Tara, let's talk about, and we've mentioned this on this podcast before, but sometimes, because of our age, our respective ages.
Sure.
Sometimes we get in over our head.
I think so.
And as I've kind of mentioned as a theme here, like, you kind of got to get in where you fit in. And I'm a big believer in that. Like, I don't want to go someplace I'm uncomfortable.
For sure.
You know, but, and if you're not careful, that can kind of happen to you. So, Tara, we don't work out every day.
We really don't.
You mentioned at the top of the show, we just had lunch.
We did. A very nutritious, healthy lunch
that consisted of what? Remind the listeners.
A footlong hot dog covered in chili and cheese. We both had a side of tots. I'm drinking a soda right now.
Okay. With that being said, we are not what you would call
supermodels.
Right. We're not running that game. We're also not 21 years old anymore. So we actually happened to get ourselves into a bit of a pickle a while back. Do you remember this?
I do. You know, the overconfidence that comes when you are hanging out with your rich friends, as Cubba and I were doing that day with Matt and Banana.
We're not rich. We've just been in the game a little longer. Okay. That's all.
All right. Whatever. So like I was saying, when you're hanging out with your rich friends, you're feeling pretty fancy. And that's kind of what happened. We were at the Statler, which was at this time a really new hotel.
Yeah, they had just redone it. Well, it's an old hotel that they just did a huge renovation on.
Right.
And it was July 4th weekend.
It was
July 4th weekend.
It was beautiful. It was packed.
Yeah.
Matt and Banana had a gorgeous suite there. Hubba and I and B obviously wanted to bum along for the ride. So Matt made us breakfast reservations at this new restaurant inside the hotel, or I guess brunch reservations. Yes,
it was brunch. And let me hop in here for just a second, because by the time we had breakfast that morning, I already knew we were in trouble. So let me backtrack just a little bit. we had planned, and I don't remember if it was actually on July 4th or if it was just the Saturday of July 4th weekend, but the banana and I go down Friday night, check into the hotel, and we decided to kind of go up and see what the scene was at the hotel pool because they just rave about this hotel pool. So we go up there, and it is, if I say the pool is small, would that be an understatement?
We are currently sitting at a conference room table that could give it a run for its money.
Yes. It would be better described as a fountain, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's about, I don't know, I'm guessing it's like maybe 8 feet wide and maybe, I don't know, 30 feet long. It is not big. So we get up there and I quickly realize we're at the club. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is full on 21-year-old to 25-year-old. This is the hot spot. So we find a little place to sit down and get a drink and whatever. And so I realized at this point, you know, we probably should have tried to get a cabana. So when the waitress comes by, I say, hey, you know, who do I talk to about maybe reserving a cabana for tomorrow? She's like, oh, I don't know if there are any, but I'll get you his number. So a few minutes later, she comes back and brings this number. So I text this guy. I assume it's a guy. And I said, hey, can we get a cabana tomorrow? And he's like, no, man, they're all booked up, but I've got a table. Again, remember I tell you that a table with the four dining chairs is the worst real estate at a pool. And I said, okay, well, how much for that? And he's like, it'd be $1,500. And I said, no effing way. So by the time y'all had gotten there for breakfast the next morning, I already knew we were potentially in over our head and I was trying to figure out what our backup plan was. But fast forward to the morning, to the brunch, we go to the restaurant.
Right. So we're feeling good. Bee's all decked out in her 4th of July gear. We're having brunch. We're having drinks. We're having a good time. We're excited for the day. We finish brunch and we're like, okay, let's, you know, head up to the pool, check things out.
So by now it's noon, right?
Yeah, probably it's noon. A little bit after. Yeah. It's noon, yeah. Maybe a little bit after.
Yeah.
So the first thing I see when I step off the elevator to get to this pool is there is a rack of bikinis for sale.
Yes.
Not your mom bikini situation. Okay. There is a rack of thong sequin bikinis. And quite a few are missing from the hangers at this point at noon. And I'm thinking, ruh-roh, I'm not sure this is our scene.
And B is how old at this point?
She had just turned one.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a two couples with a one-year-old walking up to this pool. Okay, go ahead.
We had not been to the pool yet, Hub and I. We didn't realize how small it was.
Right.
So we turn the corner, we buy a round of drinks, and we look at this puddle with Insta models
everywhere,
and no children.
And at noon, there's probably already 100 people up there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's packed
around this puddle.
Yes.
I mean, this is not what I would consider a pool. It was so small.
Yes.
And there is no real estate. There's hardly anywhere to stand.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Packed.
Yes. So we have to call an audible.
Yes.
So what was our audible that day? Do you remember where we ended up?
I know where we ended up, but I can't remember our line of thinking to get there. Pretty much, we just knew we had to get out of there. And Hubba and I had an apartment a block away.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very far.
That had a pool.
Yeah.
So we're like...
A basic rectangular pool.
Right. Yeah. I mean, nothing special. Plain Jane pool. But they had just opened a restaurant inside of our building. So we thought, hey, we can grab some drinks from this restaurant, hang out at the pool. And that's what we did.
That's what we did. And if I recall correctly, the restaurant had a bucking bull that day.
Yes, they were having some kind of 4th of July barbecue situation.
Yeah, yeah, so they were, yeah. So the moral of the story is, and if I recall correctly, when we went to the liquor, or when we went to that bar, we could not buy drinks to take out of the bar itself. So the bar was separated from the pool. It was like at the end of this little strip center underneath your apartment complex. Mm-hmm. But the crazy thing was they would not sell us drinks that we could walk out the door with.
Right.
So we ended up having to buy bottles of wine from this restaurant.
Yeah.
And then take them out to the pool, which was, you know, 50 yards away.
Right.
So the moral of this story is, okay, is do your research so that you can find the people that you are comfortable with. Because
find your people.
Find your people. And like I said, it may be a cross section of people, like, you know, like you're, like we talked about earlier, but you got to find the people you're going to have fun with. Because if we'd have stayed at the Statler, we would have had a miserable time that day, an absolutely miserable time.
And we would have ruined other people's times as well.
Oh, yes.
With the 1 year old that we brought.
Yes.
She would have been splashing all the models.
Yes.
Acting a fool. I would have drank too much to try to feel better about myself. It would have been a mess. It would have been a disaster.
It would have absolutely been a mess. All right, Tara. Well, that now we have come to the point in our program that you love.
I hate that.
And so this week, Tara, what are you hating?
I hate construction.
Really?
But not for the reasons that you're probably thinking. I hate construction.
Not because of like noise and all that. Oh, okay.
This is a personal thing that happened to me because of construction.
Okay.
So in the Metroplex where I live, they are putting up apartments. It has to be faster than people can fill them.
Yeah.
There are apartments being built everywhere.
Sure.
Hubba and I live in an apartment, a new apartment. And across the street from us, the same company who built our apartment is building another complex. So there's construction all around us.
Okay.
Typically, I don't mind. I don't mind a little bit of extra traffic. I don't mind maybe a flat tire from a loose screw. Not my favorite, but whatever. But what happened to me today has made me loathe construction for all of eternity.
Okay.
I'm driving down the highway.
Okay.
I'm going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see something alive and furry climb out of the hood of my moving vehicle and start trying to run up my windshield.
Whoa.
I jerk the steering wheel to the side, which was obviously very safe to do as I'm going down the highway. And whatever this thing is, falls off the car.
Okay.
I look in the rearview mirror and there is a giant rat that has just fallen off my car, has just crawled out of my hood.
Whoa.
I call my dad and he's like, well, you need to check if there's any more because, you know, they can chew the wires. Where do you think my husband is right now? In Augusta, Georgia. Nowhere to be found to help me check my car for rats hiding in the engine. I tell my dad, where could this have been coming from? He was like, the construction next door is pushing them out of the...
out of their little grassy home.
Yes. And they have decided to take up shop in my car's hood. So construction, you're dead to me. I hate construction. All right, Matt, what are you hating?
Okay, Tara. I'm going to hit you with one that may be unexpected, may surprise a lot of listeners.
Let's hear it.
Generally speaking, I travel first class when on airlines. So I've eaten a lot of airline food. I hate that the other airlines have not figured out how to make biscuits like United Airlines.
Are they the best?
They are the best.
Now, is this like a warm, fresh biscuit?
Yes. I don't know how they do it, but yes, it is a warm, fresh biscuit. I embarrassingly asked for two extras while I was on the plane on my most recent flight. But it was one of the first times I ever recall asking for extra airline food.
Right.
But these were so good. These would rival any diner that you would go to, you know.
Really?
They were amazing. So I hate that other airlines have not figured out how to make great airline food.
Well, that is very interesting because my experience of airline food goes to a bag of peanuts, which I thought were quite divine.
There you go. So that's my hate that for this week.
Love it. All right, everybody. That is going to do it for today. We hope you enjoy your pool time.
And just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience.
But I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, P-O-D-I-G-Y.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.